Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are going to go in depth with a wonderful facility that's in Hastings, and I can't wait to learn more about it. We want to welcome to KDWA Anna Rahway. She is with the Benedictine Living Community Regina Hospital, Regina, actually, and she's their sales and marketing manager. We also want to welcome Brianna Sturm. She is the executive director of the Benedictine Living Community at Regina, and I'm anxious to learn more about you two individually and also about the facility. How have you been?
Good.
Good, good, good. So we are talking, obviously, in the beautiful fall, and this is a time when we're heading into probably the season of, you know, colds and winter and falls, and I would assume that is when you have a lot of people coming to your transitional care. But before we went on the air, I sure learned a lot about the different services that you offer. So who would like to tell us about the Benedictine Living Community? Because I think that people would be amazed at how many things you have to offer.
Yeah. Well, I can speak to that a little bit. I know, as you said, fall's coming, so everyone wants to get in before the snow flies. And sometimes that can be in the next couple days. hate to say that. So we do get a lot of families and potential residents come and visit our community. So I would be that person to meet with them and understand their needs, what they're interested in, what their goals are moving into a community, because it's a pretty big deal. So we want to make sure that they're comfortable. Sometimes it's just with family first, and then we get kind of the layout, and then we let the family or the kids present it to mom or dad or another loved one. So we start with a tour, and if they're interested further, then we get the nursing team involved, and it's really kind of a whole aspect of that person, and it's really it takes a village, which we hear all the time. So it's definitely that. So there are a lot of people involved in making that person feel welcome. So, you know, our spiritual care director is one of those, our activity team. It's a really big process because we know how big of a deal it is. So we have apartments that, you know, can go from a studio size apartment to two bedroom, two bath. So we do have a variety
that's big.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
So that would be on, we're talking about the Benedictine Senior Living, which is at the Regina Hospital. So it would be on what, the far end, more like the more east end, are those independent apartments?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So the beauty of those apartments is that someone can come in with needing no services at all. So they can come in. But what's nice is we do include three meals a day. So they can come down to our dining room.
Do they have a kitchen?
They do have a kitchen.
Okay.
Yep. So they can opt out of that service. Take advantage of the church services we have in our beautiful chapel. They can use the activities, the bus, you know, all of that is available to them being an independent person. And then as their needs change, if they, you know, age in place, that's kind of the goal with our community. They don't have to really move. So their services can start as they need it. So we don't have a separate building of independent living and a separate building of assisted living. So I think people really, really like that. And then also, you know, we're not necessarily affiliated with the hospital, but we are connected. So people love that you can take the tunnel, the fun underground tunnel to the clinic, the specialty clinic, and then take advantage of just being in a whole continuum. People really like that too.
So that would be your senior living. And then you mentioned that you can transition to assisted living. And what does that look like for people?
So assisted living, again, is very person-centered focused. So, you know, if you wanted services, it can be anything from making your bed every day for you, maybe throwing a couple loads of laundry in, to, you know, giving you your medications for that day. So it's really customized on what they want. And what we have changed in the last year is a lot of places are offering services with a dollar amount, but at Regina we have services with a point value. So it's a lot easier to budget ahead. It's a lot easier to make more customized, so people enjoy that And then with the other assisted living services, there's things like helping with a shower. You know, maybe you just want somebody there for just in case, you know, something like that. We have pendant systems where you can wear a pendant all over the community. And if you have an emergency, you can push it. It tells our staff where that pendant is going off. It could be in the dining room. It could be in, you know, during happy hour, you know, anytime, anything can happen. So people really appreciate that just sense of peace to know that if my mom needs something or if I need something, I can push it and someone can help me.
Can you tell me more about what this point system is, please?
Yes. So the point system is basically like a package deal. So if you think of, you know, levels.
All inclusive or something?
Yes. Kind of like a cruise, you know? So we have about 8 different levels, just depending on what kind of services somebody needs, because there may be a neighbor that needs all the services and then next door they only need a couple. So it's, you're really paying for what you need, which people really appreciate.
Right. And not what you don't need, I guess, is
exactly
the other way of looking at it. Mm-hmm. So I think many of our listeners would be familiar with your transitional care. Isn't that that separate wing of the facility?
So
where
that,
let's say we have surgery.
Yep.
And after surgery, then we can't quite go home yet. So we go to the transitional part. That also is something you offer?
Yes. Yep, definitely. So we have a number of rooms. So these aren't apartments. They are strictly rooms just for them to focus on their therapy and get back to life or get back to another opportunity.
And your therapy is on site?
Yes, our therapy is on site, which is lovely. We appreciate them so much. And so someone can stay there. It just depends. And maybe Brianna can speak a little bit more about it. But it really is, the whole point is to get their therapy and get back to health and back on their feet. So it can range from, you know, a week or two to a couple months. It just depends on that person and their progression. And then, you know, that's something that I can come into as well. If someone does go to our transitional care unit and they're maybe feeling, you know, I don't know if I can go back to my condo, or I don't know if I can do this by myself anymore, then I can jump in and introduce myself and talk a little bit more about the assisted living. And it's nice because we're just a couple steps away.
Brianna, how many rooms are there that are considered transitional?
Yeah, so in our campus, kind of as Anna was saying, we do have a wide range. So we do have the assisted living and the senior living as well. And then we also have what we call the nursing home or the long-term care. So our nursing home is 57 beds. And then of those 57 beds, we do have a transitional care unit of 15 beds. And like she said, too, that's for those short stays to get you rehab, to get you stronger, to either to return to your prior living or to whatever, you know, your goals are and such. And then also on campus, we do have 2 memory care units as well. We have kind of an earlier stage memory care and then also an end stage as well. So we kind of do have that whole spectrum of care from the beginning to the end.
And when you say there's 2 different ones, I understand kind of the beginning and the end, but what would distinguish, how would you know where somebody would be placed?
So any person that would be looking at moving in, we would do a nursing assessment. So our nurses would be the ones who would go and meet the resident, meet the family, and they would just determine what level they're at and what makes sense for them. So it would be kind of driven by nursing at that point to determine that.
So that really is, let me count, it's 5 different kinds of services that you offer at the Benedictine Living Community. I think you mentioned, Anna, the happy hour piece. I know that you do so many fun things. Can I just ask, is Father Martin over there every day for happy hour?
He might be. Yeah. I won't give it away, but
tell him his friend Mo keeps tabs on him. He's hard to
we
to
get
nail
to see
down.
Him quite a bit.
Isn't he the best?
He's lovely.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, I know he feels very strongly about all the good things that go on there, but he's not quite ready to come over.
Yes.
No, he likes his independence.
When he's ready, we're
when
here.
He's ready, you have a room. Well, that's my question. How do you go about keeping rooms open, or how does it work? Do you put your name on a list? How long of a wait is that?
Yeah, so there is a wait list, and so I would say I have two different wait lists. I have a wait list where someone like Father Martin, he knows he wants to be there. He's not quite ready.
Right.
So, you know, we'll see each other in passing and we'll just kind of chat. Or I might call somebody in 3 months, you know, every 3 months and say, hey, how's it going? You know, have your needs changed? Or I might invite them to an open house or just keep that communication, that relationship. So when they are in that need, they know exactly who to call. Then I have a different wait list where somebody is waiting for my phone call, where they're just, you know, I don't have anything available and I need it now. So that kind of situation we have right now is in our earlier stage memory care, which is named after Sister Tabita. And Tabita is such a unique layout for residents with dementia because it's strictly for those that are in their early to moderate stage. So everybody's in the same stage of their dementia. So the programming is different. The conversations that they have, they're all meaningful, and it's an easier transition for someone to go from home to this because it's like apartment living, but it's safe. It's secured, you know, families are able to go in and out of the community. So because it's so unique, most other communities have one memory care, and the spectrum of dementia is just huge. So people really love to have that opportunity of someone staying in more of an earlier to moderate stage of dementia.
I would assume that it's better for the patient's well-being as well.
It is, definitely. Yep, they don't feel like they're in a brand new place because everyone is in the same situation that they are. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes a loved one or a resident touring with me, if they see someone in a wheelchair, or see someone that might not be able to communicate anymore, that can be really scary. And so, you know, having that space where everyone can still have nice conversations and still have meaningful programming, it just makes the transition a little bit easier.
When people come to the facility, Brianna, do they check in with you or do they check in with Anna? How does it work?
Anna would be their first point of contact.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. She would, anyone who'd be interested, she would be that first point of contact, meet with them, give them a tour, understand where their needs are, what kind of level of care they're looking for, and go from there.
So where are you looking for employees? Because I would assume you're also looking for employees. It seems like everybody is. Mm-hmm. So do you want to give a shout out for some areas that you could maybe use some wonderful, caring people?
Yeah, I mean, I think almost everyone's looking at hiring in today's world.
yep.
But absolutely, we're really building a great team. We have some new leadership that have come on board. So we're just kind of re-looking at building a new culture, getting a team vibe going. We're hiring for big in nursing departments, CNAs, RAs, LPNs, RNs. So if you are needing a job, definitely come to Regina. We have a lot of great things that we're offering currently in place as well.
What else do you want to tell us?
Well, I think I could speak a little bit about some changes we have coming in the assisted living and independent living side. So we really are trying to market to couples, and we can't really do that right now because we have a number of studio apartments. So it's pretty difficult for someone to transition from their 3-4 bedroom home of 50, 60 mm-hmm. years into a small studio.
Is he going to go in another room?
Right, yes. I need that other room for him. Yes, exactly. So we are working on converting 6 studio apartments into 3 2-bedroom options.
How exciting. That is really great.
Yes. So we're hoping once that gets done, we'll have a big open house mm-hmm. and really bring the community in to see because it's going to be kind of fancy. Yes. So we're excited.
So what is the timing of that, please?
That's the million-dollar question.
Okay.
And currently right now we're working with the design team, so we're just mm-hmm. trying to pick out a design and color palettes. Quite fun right now.
It is fun.
We don't have a set date on it, but we're hoping to get it going sooner rather than later, but hopefully before the end of the year.
You mentioned that it will be nicer or fancier, whatever you said. Give us kind of an idea. What is it going to look like?
So right now, we have some blueprints that we're looking at, but one of the big advantages of these apartments is that they will have laundry in the apartments. So they'll have stackable units, I believe, and then also a big kitchen with an island, you know, stuff like that we just don't have right now. We don't have the space. So we're hoping those two things will be really bring new folks into Regina.
Oh, I think that sounds wonderful. And you're right. That is how people want to age. They want to have the amenities that they're used to, but mm-hmm. yet have that little safety net in case you need it.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
Well, that sounds wonderful. We can't wait to hear what's
what's keep next. You posted.
Please do. So that would be how many apartments then over there?
So that would make, we're 131 apartments total.
Shocking.
So, yes. Yes. We have 60 of those are for memory care, and then the rest are assisted living or independent living. And then that doesn't count the nursing home or transitional care. So we are a big family.
So Benedictine Living Community is part of a bigger corporation, or is that the umbrella name?
So Benedictine is who manages us. They manage about 30 different communities, anywhere from Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, St. Louis, Chicago. But it really started at St. Scholastica in Duluth. So there is a monastery of sisters that started Benedictine, and we still have Sister Beverly Rahway, who is in Duluth, and she really makes sure that, you know, we stand by our mission and you know, make just stay Benedictine. So we are a Catholic based management company, but we celebrate all religions. So we were going to have a yearly leadership conference at Duluth, and I was able to go there in 2019, and it was great to go to the monastery and get a tour and get to know the sisters there. And my favorite part was after everything, the sisters got up, and they're all in their 60s, 70s. They all sang a song for the entire group of us, and there were over, I think, 200 of us.
How meaningful.
And I cried.
Well, and to know that, to know that that's part of your rich history, mm-hmm. and that they're continuing to pray for all the people that are coming through your doors. That's pretty special. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty special, I think, for people that have loved ones
right
in your facility. Thanks for coming in today. I learned a lot.
Thank
Anna
you.
Rahway, she's the sales and marketing manager with the Benedictine Living Community. And we also thank Brianna Sturm. She is the executive director. And if you want to learn more, what's a good phone number, ladies?
I'll give them mine. It's 651-404-7947.
Great to see you both. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.